It's absolutely vital at this stage that they clarify that the full €1.8 million that was applied for by the management of the Letterkenny Hospital has actually been allocated. We're hearing mixed reports. We're hearing about 10 beds being reopened rather than 20. We're hearing about half the ward being used for other purposes rather than the full ward being reopened. And we're seeing the crisis escalating again this winter with impossible conditions for the nurses and doctors and support staff and totally inadequate and unacceptable care provision for those who are in the emergency department in distress. You know, we really need 2019 to be the last year where that short stay ward is closed.
And management themselves have said that funding isn't the main issue at present, but it is indeed the recruitment of staff.
Well, you see, we're not clear. There's been all sorts of mixed reports about this. What the management of the hospital applied for in early 2017 was €1.8 million to reopen the full ward, to staff it and do some refurbishment works. That's what public representatives have been supporting. That's what thousands of Donegal people supported in the petition that myself and Piers Doherty handed over late last year. That's what we understood was sorted when Joe McHugh was on Highland Radio talking about this. But now we're hearing about 10 beds being reopened. We're hearing about different funds, different sources of funding. So we need clarity from the Minister, A, that the full £1.8 million is being provided, and B, that all the 20 beds will reopen as soon as possible. We need that clarity.